Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Authorities are investigating yesterday's shooting inside the emergency room at Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary. A Middlesex County deputy sheriff is recovering from a gunshot to the leg. A prison inmate that the deputy was transporting is critically injured. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The usual steady stream of patients moved in and out of Mass Eye and Ear just before noon. Two deputy sheriffs arrived, escorting an inmate who needed treatment, said Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis.
Inside the emergency room, as the handcuffs were being taken off the suspect, he began to struggle for the gun. It was a fight.
A patient, Kathy, who preferred to use just her first name, saw the scuffle.
From there, I heard, get down, like it was serious. And then soon after that, I heard the gunshots. I just kind of froze, to be honest. And then I saw people running.
One officer, Jonathan Pearson, was shot in the leg. He's at Massachusetts General Hospital, expected to make a full recovery. Pearson's fellow deputy fired on the inmate, Raymond Wallace, hitting him in the chest. Wallace was also rushed next door to MGH, where he was in critical condition last night. Wallace was awaiting trial on armed robbery charges. He was transferred from the Essex County Jail to one in Cambridge last fall, says Essex County spokesman Maurice Pratt.
Mr. Wallace had enemy issues, and so the security team felt it was best to move him.
As shots flew in the Mass Eye and Ear emergency room, patients all over the hospital were warned to stay put. Hillary Clark, who'd brought her mother-in-law in for an appointment, said she was concerned to learn of gunfire in the hospital, but not shocked.
You really kind of have to pay attention to what's around you and, you know, not assume that you're always secure.
The hospital, which reopened its ER last night, said it will review its policies and procedures as it does, quote, after any critical event. It will also work with Boston Police, Middlesex Sheriff's Office, and the Suffolk County District Attorney on an ongoing investigation into the shooting and the rules for prisoner medical transports. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.